This program was recorded at Sun Bear Studio in Ripley, Mississippi.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Every Day's an Event. I'm your host, Beth Benson, and I am so excited that you're listening today. We have a very special event coming up at the end of this week, and it is Father's Day. So if you have a father in your life or a father figure in your life that you would like to do something special for, you have about 4 days left to get it done before Sunday whenever it's Father's Day. First, before I introduce our special guest this week, I'm going to tell y'all one way that I have celebrated the past week. And as most of y'all know, if you've listened before, I have a little baby. Her name is Rosie, and we just love her so much. And she was adopted from foster care. And one thing I did this week to celebrate her and to celebrate somebody else is I did respite care for another little girl that's in foster care who's the exact same age as Rosie, literally 2 days younger. So we had a sleepover for 3 nights, and it was like the highlight of Rosie's life. Like, it has been the most fun week ever. So that's one way we've celebrated. And by celebrate, I mean my house looks like a wreck. They've just pulled out everything. I've got to get some locks on my kitchen cabinets. But like, the celebration has happened, and I'm just letting it happen because who knows when those two little girls will get back together again and have this much fun. So if your kids make a mess, just let them. You know, just celebrate it every day. Our special guest this week is Jason Franklin. And Jason is actually the preacher at my church, so I know him very well. I'm the youth director there, but we attend and preach at Ripley First United Methodist Church. Brother Jason, I know I said I wouldn't call you that. That's the only time I'm going to do it, but it's just a habit. So, Brother Jason, can you tell us a little bit about yourself, first of all, and then a way that maybe you celebrated this week?
Oh, myself. Let's see. I pastor at Ripley First United Methodist Church. I've been in ministry for 25 years. I graduated from Mississippi State with a degree in educational psychology.
By the way, so did I.
Okay, there you go. And I have a master's degree from Memphis Theological Seminary, and that's who I am. That's pretty much it.
You're awesome. How have you celebrated lately?
So I was debating on whether I could say this or not. And so, yeah, I bought a new gun this week.
That's a good way to celebrate. We're from the South, and it's okay to have a gun.
Yeah, I don't know if that's appropriate for a preacher to say or not, but I do enjoy shooting.
Yes, and not so, people.
Not people, nope. Targets only.
Yes.
And so, yeah, so I celebrated that way.
I'm glad that you told us that. That's a really great way to celebrate. And I know you have a big birthday coming up.
Yep, and well, that's right. So my 50th birthday is coming up on June 26th.
I was going to ask if it was a present to yourself.
Well, it kind of was.
Like, to me, from me?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I tell my family, don't buy me anything, because if I want it or need it, I'm going to get it myself, so just let me handle it.
A month before my birthday,
that's right.
Actually. So I can just play with it and have fun with it before my birthday
exactly
even gets
right.
Here.
Why wait another 3 weeks?
You're right. Like, there's no telling what could happen in 3
absolutely.
Weeks.
Absolutely.
First of all, you might need a gun.
I could.
Second of all, like, you've got to enjoy it today. That's what this whole episode is about. Every day is an event.
Yep, and what if the Lord calls me home tomorrow? I wouldn't even have gotten a shot.
That's right. And so now at least you can say that you've gotten to shoot your gun, that you got yourself for your 50th birthday.
That's exactly right.
That's a good way to celebrate. Okay, so we're having fun here today, and it is a very exciting time. And a lot of us, including myself, have really good daddies that we want to celebrate for Father's Day. And there's a lot of different ways that we can celebrate them. We can cook for them, buy them a gift. They probably don't want a tie. Just FYI, throwing that out there to everybody. Maybe ditch the tie this year. But there's a lot of other things that you can think about that you can get your dad, or just spend some quality time with him. But a lot of us, including my little baby Rosie girl, I'm a single mama, so it's just me and Rosie at our house. And a lot of, like, some of my friends' dads have passed away, or maybe have just never even been in their life to begin with. So the reason that Brother Jason is on the show today, sorry, just Jason.
That's the third time.
The reason that Jason is on the show today is because he has a little bit of experience maybe talking to people who experience these losses or experience things on Father's Day that aren't the happy times. So, Brother Jason, can you just tell us a little
bit? That's number four.
Jason Franklin, could you please tell us a little bit about how we still find the good in Father's Day if we don't have a father to celebrate?
Oh, Beth knows this because I say it to my church every special occasion. Mm-hmm. Father's Day, Mother's Day, Veterans Day. These days are not my forte. I really don't do a good job with them. Mm-hmm. And the reason why is because I tend to overthink on these days. And here's what I mean by that.
Like, what if I hurt somebody's feelings?
Yeah, well, not necessarily hurting their feelings, but I understand that there are people in the pews, mothers, wives, fathers, sons, daughters, there are people in pews that come to these days with various ways of looking at these days.
Like trauma that might have happened.
Absolutely. So, like you said, on this Father's Day, there's going to be people there that no longer have a father. Their father has passed away, especially if it's been recent. You know, they're going to come with a lot of heartache. And then there's going to be those who, let's be honest, grew up with a not so good father or an absent father. And so they come to church on this day and they're going to hear about these great fathers or about these great dads, and we're going to celebrate them. And they're going to be going, you know what? I didn't have anything like that. And then there's people, mothers, fathers, men and women who will be there who wanted to be a father or who wanted to be a mother and couldn't be. They wanted that. And so all these families are gathering, they're taking pictures with their mom or their dad, and they're over in their corner going, you know what? I wanted to be that and I couldn't be that.
Yeah.
And so I think about all these people that are showing up on Sunday morning on a Father's Day or Mother's Day, and I think about how they're going to hear what I have to say. And so I don't know if it's necessarily real or not, but I put pressure on myself, or I feel pressure in that moment to make sure I say things and do things that, one, that can lift up and encourage those who are fathers, who may be struggling to be a father, but encourage them to be a good father. I say things to remember our fathers who were good in our life, have passed on now. I say this often, you don't have to be a biological mother or biological father to be a mother or father to children. Because I know a lot of people in my past, in my life, growing up and in ministry for 25 years, I've seen lots of people, men and women, who had no children, who come alongside other children who weren't necessarily their own, become a parental figure for them.
That's right.
So I just know there's a lot of that you think
it's
about.
It's a lot, because whenever I go, I'm just thinking about myself and what I'm going to get out of it.
Absolutely.
But if you're the preacher, you really are having to think about what you're going to say and how it's going to affect everybody in the sanctuary.
And so I tell people all the time, I just try to get through those Sundays.
Yes.
Yeah, make sure God's glorified, but just get through those Sundays and say, whew.
Yes, that's over with.
I'm done with that.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, what if you are one of those people who maybe don't have a father, or their father's passed away? How can we remember those men that were special to us in our lives? Or how can we just get through it, like you said?
Well, I think, and I've had these conversations before in interviews and things of this nature. One, I don't think you discount your feelings. Meaning, I think if you're struggling, if you're sad, it's okay to be sad. I think you need to be sad. If you're angry, I think be angry. I don't think we just hide or push these feelings aside and say, well, I shouldn't feel like that, or I shouldn't think like that. I think you need to name it and just say, I feel this at this moment. And, you know, here's why I feel this in this moment. You know, my dad died. My dad's alive, by the way.
Yeah.
My dad is wonderful. I have had great male role models in my life. But if your dad has just died or has died and you come to this moment, I think you have to name how you're feeling. I'm very sad. Okay, why are you sad? Well, I'm sad because he was such an integral part of my life. He was such a special person, and I just leaned on him.
I talked to him every day.
Yes. And you just name that feeling. And I think that's far better than saying, well, I'm thinking it, but I'm not going to say it.
Like just not saying anything.
Or just kind of going cold, or just kind of being numb to it. I think it's far better for us to name it. And so I think when you come to those moments, I think remembering is a great way to do that. You know, get together with your children, your spouses, and just share memories and laugh. And I think that's a good thing. I think one of the more difficult places for me, though, is the daughter or son who grew up with a not so good parent.
Yes.
And I think there's often a lot of anger attached to that, a lot of bitterness attached to that, especially when you come to these places. And again, as I said a while ago, you see all these families celebrating their great dad and their great
mom.
Like,
why did I not get
that? How did I miss out on that? And I think when you come to that, I think you still have to name that. I'm angry about this. I don't understand this. And I think this kind of doesn't make sense, but the struggle is part of the healing, if you will.
Yes.
And so, I don't know. I'm just rambling.
No,
sorry.
That's good. No, everything you said was very understandable and clear. And I think, yes, all of that. I think what I just took from what you said is, and this whole show again is about celebrating the everyday little things, but it's also not just about celebrating ourselves.
Right.
So we are going to know if it's somebody that we go to church with, or if it's somebody that we're close to, if it's one of those triggers are what's going to happen to them. So maybe on Father's Day, if they haven't had that great of a relationship, or if they're missing their dad for the first time because it's the first one that they haven't had with their dad, yeah, then it's up to us to help them find a way to celebrate no matter what.
Sure. And I think that's what the community of faith is about. Mm-hmm. I think it's us struggling together, journeying together, recognizing that when I walk into this sanctuary on this Sunday morning, there are going to be people here that are going to experience this day very differently than you and I
might,
Beth.
And I also think this, that maybe not everybody who listens to this episode or these podcasts, because everybody's maybe not the same as us, but I would like to guess that the vast majority of people who do listen are from the South. They're probably Christian.
Yep.
And no matter what, whether we have a good earthly father or if our earthly father has gone on before us, that no matter what, our heavenly father is somebody to be celebrated that day.
I didn't know if you wanted me to go delve into the religion.
Normally, this isn't like a religious podcast or anything, but I do think that for Father's Day, that's a good point to make.
I do. And I'm glad you made it, because I was just like, should I say it? Should I say it?
Go ahead. If you said that you bought a gun, anything goes.
Yes, then we could talk about God, right?
Yes. Yeah.
But I agree with you fully. You know, I think rightly or wrongly, sometimes we equate God with our earthly father.
Mm-hmm.
Rightly or wrongly, we do. But what we have to remember is that he transcends any earthly idea that we have about what a father is.
That's right.
He takes the best of all fathers, and then he
multiplies that
and magnifies that. So I agree with you 110%. If you were absent a father on this earth, great news is heaven promises us that we will have that father one day.
Eternally.
Yep, absolutely.
That's right. I think that's a good way to end the podcast.
Did we celebrate?
I think we celebrated. I think that's awesome. And no matter what, we can celebrate that truth that we do have a father in heaven, no matter what's going on here on earth. But if you do have a father on earth and you love him, or a father figure that's somebody in your life that you want to celebrate, make sure to do it this weekend, y'all. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you couldn't catch us today at 11, make sure to download the podcast wherever you get your podcasts, or you can go to theshark1023.com, click on the interview tab, and take a listen there. Thanks so much, y'all. Happy Father's Day, everybody, and don't forget to make every day an event.